98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
I want to highlight something that came across my desk the other day, and a really, really horrible story. In a moment, we're going to be hearing about how an elderly man from Cedarwood Road in Glasnevin was tricked by con artists while the pensioner tried to help one of them. All part of this scam to get money out of elderly people. It's quite a sickening story, actually. And we're sharing it with you to highlight just how vulnerable and at risk some elderly people are. The victim in this story could have been your grandmother or your grandfather or your own parents. And I want to find out, what sort of advice do you give to your elderly parents or grandparents to keep them safe from scams like this? Have your elderly relatives ever been the victim of a robbery or a scam like we're about to hear about? Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. I'm joined on the line to find out a little bit more about what happened to this man. And anecdotally, by the way, we know of other stories of elderly people being targeted in the exact same way. And if you've heard of anything like this, we'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. As I said, I'm joined on the line by Deborah Costello, who's the communications and fundraising manager for Friends of the Elderly. And Deborah, good morning and welcome to 98FM. Can you give me some examples of the sorts of scams against the elderly that you're trying to highlight?
Yes, Adrian. What we've been advised is that there are some scams happening in around the Dublin area at the moment, whereby there's somebody calling to a door, the older person will answer the door, and then there's a distraction technique being put in place. So we know of a situation where there was an elderly gentleman, and he was asked to get an envelope because they wanted to leave money for their next-door neighbour. So when he left the hall door to go looking for the envelope, somebody who was with this other guy, there was two of them scamming, went into the house and raided his bedroom and took his pension.
Oh, my God. And I understand this man from Finglas is in his 80s. He's 84, is that right?
He's 84. He is indeed. And you know, it's whether you're, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, these people are just trying to be opportunists. They're trying to get in, they're trying to scam people. There was other instances where you see the skip bags outside people's hall doors. They're knocking on these doors, pretending they're from the skip company, asking for a payment. And then the person will leave the door, go to look for their money, and again, they'll get an entry to the house. Now, you know, a lot of the times, older people, they've mobility issues, they're frail on their feet, and so it takes them a longer time to get back to the door. So it's giving them plenty of opportunity to get in and take whatever valuables they can put their hands on.
Now, I know a lot of people listening to stories like this, it's just the lowest of the low for anybody to rob an elderly person for whatever reason. It's just, it's horrible. So what are you appealing to families and the elderly themselves to do to protect themselves from this sort of stuff?
Yes. What I'm really asking for is, you know, elderly people are not on social media. They're not hearing of these scams. So we need people by word of mouth to pick up their phone, talk to their parents, their grandparents, the elderly friend, neighbour, and let them know to be vigilant that this is happening, that there are people calling to their doors, you know, because they are trying to scam them. And what we're asking them to do is, if they don't feel comfortable answering the hall door, don't answer the hall door. If there is somebody there and they are a genuine salesperson, just ask them to leave a brochure. Or if it is somebody from a charity, they would be wearing very clear high-vis jackets, advertising which charity they are from. But regardless of who calls to the door of an older person, You know, let your family member, the older person, know it is actually okay to say no. It is actually okay for them not to open the door. And if they do want them to move away from the door, just say, I don't do cold calling, or can you call back at a different time? That would normally deter them if they're going to be, if it's a fraudulent, somebody coming to their door fraudulently. But what we're trying to emphasise is that people are vulnerable. And older people in particular are the most vulnerable for this type of scamming. And, you know, moving into this time of the year, it's darker, the evenings are getting shorter, and people just feel are feeling more frightened in their house. And, you know, we just want people to feel safe and confident that their home is where they can actually just close their door and have that safety. But we can't do that without everybody taking their part and trying to convey the message of being aware and being safe.
Okay. And this particular incident that we were talking about in Finglas, where they distracted the man, got into his house, robbed his pension. Obviously, there's some anecdotal evidence that several incidents like this have happened.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it's not just within the Finglas area, you know, you're hearing this throughout Dublin. And it's not only just Dublin, it is a nationwide, it's an age old where they try to scam people at whole doors. And just coming into this time of the year, again, with it being, you know, shorter evenings, getting darker, it gives them an extra opportunity to do this and to carry out these scams.
Okay, so as we said, reach out to your grandparents or your parents and have the conversation with them about who, you know, not opening the door too easily to people.
Exactly, exactly. Because I know even during COVID-19, you know, people are trying to have that longer conversation with their postman, because they are, you know, they're really missing human contact. So they are more engaged to try and open the whole door. But it's unfortunate that we have to say to people, just be very, very careful and to be very mindful that there are people out there who are just preying on vulnerable older people.
All right. Deborah Costello from Friends of the Elderly. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98
Thank
FM.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you so much, Adrian.
And lots of messages actually coming in about this. And you can get involved if you like. 0877 98 98 98 is our text or WhatsApp number. You can also call us on 6797 981. No elderly person, says this message, should ever answer their door, ever. Unless it's a family member, and a family member will call them, don't answer your door. And you see, here's the thing, a lot of elderly people do answer the door. I know my own grandmother, who sadly passed away earlier on in the year, she was in her 90s, and she would always answer the door, and she'd never even ask who was there. She'd just answer the door, because she was obviously quite trusting that it would be somebody friendly at the other side of the door. David, you actually came across two scam artists in Ballyfermot this morning. Doing what?
Yeah, Adrian, it's just about an hour ago. I wouldn't normally be home at this hour for the day, just the day off today.
Okay.
And just cleaned the house, nobody else here. And a knock on the door. Well, the doorbell rang, went out. And there's a young one there. Well, say young, late teens, maybe early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of taken aback when I answered the door. I don't think she was expecting someone my age, like. But she answered the door and she said, I'm just delivering something. And kind of look around, she hasn't got any bag around with her. And she says, can I have a drink of water? No. So what are you delivering? You're delivering something to me? And she's like, well, no. And I said, well, why are you knocking in then? And just kind of real suspicious straight away. And then she just kind of made her excuses and left. So there was another girl about 4 or 5 doors down, and they, two little blondie young ones, and they kind of just randomly cornered the house down. They were kind of watching from the driveway. And I don't know if it was because I was watching that they left the road. Like, it's only a small little road now, little cul-de-sac, but just seemed to be randomly knocking at the houses. One of them had a bag where it didn't seem to be delivering anything that would warrant knocking on the door. I mean, if there were leaflets or whatever, put some post box, but just make people aware. It's just around the Coimar Road area there.
Right, so beware. Yeah, and like I said, so you reckon she nearly died when you actually answered the door?
Yeah. Well, we do have elderly neighbours now. One chap next door, he's well into his 70s, and the other lady's well into her 80s, you know. But maybe just a bit not expecting someone to answer the door, maybe this hour of the morning, you know. And there would have been no car outside, like. So just make people aware around, and it's not just in one particular area. I think it might be everywhere.
It is everywhere. It isn't in one particular area, but. But I hear, I assume you're not 84, David.
When I hear of
an 84-year-old being tricked in this way, and
it's lousy.
It's just miserable.
My grandmother's that age.
Yeah. So they knocked on the door, came across all friendly. Sorry, mister, you wouldn't have an envelope because I have to drop in some cash in next door here and they're not in. No problem at all. And the poor old man, he toddled on into his kitchen to get an envelope. And while he was getting the envelope, another fella comes in, rifles the place, robs his pension and legs it. And by the time the man gets back out to the front door again, sure, they have his money. It's vile.
Well, what's an 85-year-old man going to do against the young fella? Like,
doesn't stand a chance, no.
And it does
highlight the need to tell our elderly relatives or neighbours or whatever to not open the door unless you know who is at the door.
Yeah. We did. I know my grandmother has the little camera in the porch that hooks up to our TV. I think they're not very expensive enough, but maybe that's something people could look at, you know, if they're concerned with their parents or grandparents, you know, that she can just stick on a channel and she can see exactly who's in the porch before she opens the door.
That's a very good idea, actually, yeah.
I don't think that's expensive.
No. Or at least, have one of those chains on the door or something.
Oh, yeah, something.
Because when I hear that story, and this man was just being nice. He was just going no problem, I'll get you an envelope, and he had to go back into the kitchen, and I despair, I really do.
Yeah.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, David. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Daniel.
Hey, Adrian. That scam is going on years. My grandmother... she lives in an old-fashioned cottage and has those old windows, you know, the latch goes, you lift the whole bar up and push out the window. It was about 15 years ago, if not longer. She got a knock at the front door. Fella said, oh, could you fill this thing up with water for me? The car's broken down. And I need you to fill it with water. When she went into the kitchen, your man ran down to the room, opened the window and came back to the front door. Kept her there at the front door talking for a while, but another fella jumped through the window and took her passport and her pension book and credit union book and post office book and any money and jewellery he could find, and just took everything off her and then jumped out the window and was like, right, see him. And then after a couple of days, she was like, oh, I can't find this. And that's when I realised that someone's after getting in. I said, well, the only person that was here was that. And she remembered closing the window, so that's how they know she could take it in. So, yeah, that's going on. Absolutely donkey's ears. That's not a new thing.
I know, but at a time where, as a society, as a country, over the last number of months, we did kind of pull together. We did look after elderly neighbours, doing shopping for them, all sorts of stuff. And then to hear about something like that happening is just horrible. Danielle, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break and you have some advice from what you've experienced.
Yeah,
okay.
I do, yeah.
Stay with me for one second. I'll be with you straight after the break. And I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Have your elderly parents or neighbours or friends been scammed in this way? Let me go to... If you want to get involved in this conversation, call me now on 6797981. If you want to highlight other ways in which elderly people are being scammed. And in fact, Danielle, that's why you contacted us, because you run a roofing company. Basically, you say the amount of elderly and vulnerable people that you get called out to is just unbelievable. How is this happening?
We get a lot of calls. We'd do a lot of work for insurance companies and stuff, and we'd have people ringing, or someone's daughter or son would ring us and say that they'd had someone out to the house, just knocking randomly, saying, oh, you have a problem with your gutters, or we can see a slipped tile there, or whatever else. And often, more times than not, there's not actually a problem on the people's roofs, and they'll get up and they'll do a bit of damage. then kind of people feel like they have to get the job done. Then there's been one case on the south side of Dublin where they done work on an elderly woman's roof, and they offered to drive her to the bank to get the money out to pay them.
Not very nice of them.
No, and we actually contacted the police at the time in the area that it happened in, and the guard said, well, if people are willing to get the job done, then it's up to them to kind of pay. There's not really like anything they can do about it.
And in fairness, the Gardaí are right.
It's something
that the banks argue as well. If you voluntarily give your details to somebody who's trying to rip you off, sadly, you've only got yourself to blame. But that's the cleverness of these scams. They convince you that you need this roofing work done that you don't need at all.
It's happening all the time, like, and a lot of times we go out and you can see it's force damage that, you know, naturally, like, a storm or nothing would have caused, like, on the roof. But the only thing I will recommend to people, if they've any doubt at all, or if someone does knock on the door, even if you don't have a son, always say, oh no, my son will fix that himself, my son does all that work himself. Contact your insurance company. 9 times out of 10, especially with roofing, most of the places don't charge for call out or quotation.
And like you said, you run a roofing company, and not in a million years are you just going to randomly turn up at somebody's doorstep.
No. Anybody that's anyway reliable or a good reputable company will never do that. Like, you shouldn't have to knock on the door.
No, of course not. And I'm sure even if you were driving down the street and you see a roof that actually does need to be repaired, you're still not going to knock on the door.
No, you wouldn't do that. You never force yourself upon people. It's bad customer service anyway.
Of course it is.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would recommend, though, people, if someone does knock your door and say you have a problem with your roof or whatever, if you have a doubt at all, ring your insurance company. They'll recommend someone or they'll send someone out to you. A lot of people don't realise on their insurance policies as well, they're entitled to like free call outs and stuff. A lot of the insurance policies do that. It's something worth looking into, especially now coming into the winter. You'll get more people knocking on people's doors.
And the point is, and this is something that people need to hear, that a reputable roofing company will never randomly knock on your front door and offer to do work for you.
No, never. And there's a lot of ones going around now saying they'll power wash people's roofs as well. And high pressure water should never be applied to roofs either. That's another thing people are getting scammed into.
Why is that? Because you can crack tiles and stuff.
Yeah, and people are ended up with leaks and stuff from getting this high pressured washing. You can get soft washing and stuff done, but high pressure washing, it's just something you have to kind of look out for.
That's something I never knew either. Yeah.
Now, there is professionals that can clean your roofs if you want your roof cleaned and such, but just be careful because there's people knocking on doors. We get it as well, you know, people knocking on the door. Oh, do you want your roof cleaned? And it's happening with people getting gardens power washed and everything, and you know they're under pressure where they're nearly actually destroying people's stuff. So just make sure, especially with stuff like your roof and stuff, contact your insurance company. They'll recommend someone, and usually 99% of the time the quotation is free.
And again, as we said, a reputable average run-of-the-mill roofing company like your own is never going to knock on somebody's door to say, oh,
never.
By the way, mister, you need your roof fixed.
No, never. And it's the same even with any problems in your house related to plumbing issues, electrical, roofing, whatever it is, always contact your insurance company. They will recommend someone to you.
All right, very good advice, Danielle.
Okay?
Thanks very much indeed. Great to talk to you. Sandra, tell me what happened to your mum.
Hi, Aidan, how are you?
Good, thanks.
About 2 weeks ago, she was in a supermarket car park in Swords. And when she finished her shopping, she was getting into her car. So she put her handbag on the passenger seat, which she always does. And then a car kind of came up alongside her. She didn't pay much attention, but because she was putting her into reverse, she had to make sure that, you know, it was safe to kind of back out. So by the time she started to go to reverse, the man got out of the car, opened the passenger door and then grabbed her handbag. And in that, obviously, was a lot of things, you know, like including her pension and her book and cards and driving license and, you know, bank cards and all that. So I think it's just another thing that's probably gone around now. And it's for the old age people to be aware of.
And, like, you know, the vast majority of us, when we listen to this conversation, just find it vile that elderly people are targeted in this way, but we have some vile people living amongst us that will do it.
Yeah, and
like you said, there's nothing unusual for the elderly to be targeted. I just despair when I hear that the elderly are targeted by whoever they are.
Yeah.
All right, Sandra, thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Brian.
Hey, Adrian. Last year, my mother, she got knocking the door. These two guys, they were offering to do her garden for her, just tidy it up and the whole lot. And they did a very bad job. And one of them asked, could they come in and wash their hands? And they were sitting a while in the house, and they took her handbag. They took €300 out of her handbag. They took her mobile phone. They threatened her, demanding more money off her. They could have hurt her, but they didn't, thankfully. But it could have been worse, but still, it was a very scary experience for her, and she's been wary ever since. Cheers.
All right, we just got this message in saying, I am in the Dublin 12 area in Crumlin. Another scam going around. A very well-dressed man or couple knock at elderly people's homes saying that they are the local community guards. They most of the time, old people actually let them in. They are very friendly and suggest to the person, sure, while we are here, do you want us to check all your windows are locked? And while the person goes around checking windows, they start rummaging the house. I hope this helps somebody not become a victim, says Kathy in Crumlin. And listening to this conversation, when it's finished, if you know of an elderly person who lives alone, or maybe not even live alone, they could it could be an elderly couple living alone, please let them be aware of this conversation and be wide to not answering the door to anybody. If it's somebody from a company, they will have identification. They have to have identification. Kevin, your mam has Alzheimer's and lives alone, so how do you make sure she's protected?
Hey, good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
Yeah, right, okay. Basically, what happened was she insists on living alone, okay? She's got Alzheimer's and dementia. But the thing is, it's the phone. All right, I was locked down there for 6 months during the height of the thing, and I've since moved back home to my place. But the amount of phone calls, now I know this is common knowledge for most people. Those phone calls, they ring once or twice, and how they get your money is you ring them back, and boom. Your phone bill's gone through the roof. That was the biggest thing I found with her. Not the calls. There was no calls on the doors or unsolicited calls. But someone tried to break into the house while I was there, which was unique. It just happened to knock me awake, basically. And thought nothing of it because I thought she was just moving around. And it was the Meals on Wheels the next day. I said, do you not see the hole in the door? I went, what? So, you know, it's a funny feeling. They're creeping out of Dublin because they can't do what they were doing in Dublin. They know the old...
And they have done. They have an awful lot of criminals have been doing what they do outside of Dublin. Absolutely, 100%. And we've known of robberies down the country, and they shoot back up the motorways again from Tipperary or wherever destroying a place and robbing everything out of it.
Yeah. Well, what I did was we put in two of their calls, Lilo. They're basically little cameras. They're the size of a small Easter egg. They're fantastic. If anybody moves in the house, I get a notification. They run on night vision as well. You can record them on small SDMs, and you can speak to them verbally and vice versa. So if she moves, I get a notification. If anybody moves in the house, you can set them to record at night, and then you just delete the file the next day if it's nothing on it. Look, especially with memory loss, you know, and thankfully she's kind of adjusted to the fact that don't answer the call unless the name pops up. So thank God otherwise, I've lost count in the amount of numbers I've had to block on her phone.
And again, this applies to not just the elderly, anybody. If you get a missed call on your phone from an international number, for starters, a number that you don't recognise in Nigeria or in, where did I get one from recently, Sierra Leone. I don't know anyone on Sierra Leone, so I'm not going to be getting a missed call. Do not ring them back. That's what they want you to do. Cathy, I read out your message a couple of minutes ago. This is very sinister. People going around pretending to be community Gardaí.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, it was actually a neighbour of an aunt of mine I happened to. And of course, they're knocking at an elderly person's door, you know, and they hear, you know, I'm the local community guard. Distrust builded up there straight away. And they're producing ID. And as soon as they let them into the house, they start to feel, Osha, while we're here, would you like to check the upstairs windows and make sure all the doors are locked? And as soon as the elderly person is out of the room, they start ransacking the place.
Oh, isn't that awful?
And by the time that person had come back downstairs, they had left, like, with money and other belongings. And it literally shook that man. But another...
The really annoying part about that story, sorry to cut across you, the really annoying part about it is people think that they can trust a community guard. That's what they're meant to be. They're meant to be the guards that you can trust. That's what's so frustrating about it.
Yeah. And this snow was in the winter of last year, so it would have been dark out and... Mm. You know, but as soon as an elderly person, it's like a doctor when an elderly person hears a doctor, that they put their trust in them straight
away.
Absolutely,
and we should be able to put our trust in community, well, we can put our trust in community guards. All right, Cathy, I appreciate you highlighting that one as well. This is from Daniel.
Hi, Adrian, Daniel here. So just with regards to the actual scammers, similar thing happened to my granny there. A couple of years ago, where this fella came over to her door and he was like, I think you're going to have to get your windows replaced because they're not sealed for the winter. And obviously, like, my granny didn't think twice about it and gave it there a couple of hundred quid. And he was like, yeah, we'll get it done next week, and never showed up. Didn't answer the phones, nothing, no contract or anything. Unfortunately, like, you know, old people are very, very vulnerable because they're just very trustworthy, you know. It's a sad reality of it.
It is the sad reality of it, unfortunately. Gary does windows for elderly people.
Hi, Adrian. Gary here. I do window cleaning and gardening and gutter cleaning and stuff like that. And I never knock on doors. I didn't start it off, but not now. I'm just advertising. Anyway, my name's out there getting recommended. But I have a lot of elderly clients. And they're very friendly and very vulnerable. And a lot of them, like, even recommend me to others. But the point I'm making is they would often ask me to hang up a curtain, to put a battery in a smoke alarm, to put in a light bulb, you know, things that'd be difficult for them but easy for me, you know. So people do take advantage of that, and it's like, and sometimes to be like sometimes to give you the wrong money, you know what I mean? Like, a guy handed me 50 quid one day and he was supposed to only hand me 40. He didn't know what he was doing, you know. So people do take advantage of that, you know, it's horrible. But anyways, we had this problem listening to this.
All right, Gary, thanks very much indeed. And finally, a message from Carl. Just last week, we did a job for an elderly person in Kilbarrick after someone quoted them $2,500 for the job to be done, which we did for $1,000. They were pulling roof tiles off the roof to charge them extra, says that message. And then one final message. This is something we can all relate to. This is from Samantha.
Hi, Adrian. God, that is absolutely awful. Like, the poor old devil, you know, and he only trying to be nice. But like that other caller said, this has been going on for years and years. And unfortunately, it's mostly always the elderly that they target, you know. But on saying that, I went through a phase recently, actually, of, I'm not joking, I literally got about 20 phone calls a day from foreign numbers that, like, they could have been from Bolivia or somewhere like that, like, you know, like I wouldn't know anyone from there. Obviously, I knew by the numbers anyway that there were scams, but I just blocked every single number that rang me on my phone. I'm not joking you, Adrian. It really was about 20 to 30 phone calls a day I was getting. It was absolutely ridiculous. I think these people are the lowest of the low. And not only that, if you notice lately as well, an awful lot of scamming has been taking place on Facebook with people trying to sell things on Facebook. And then scammers writing to them saying, I'm interested in this item, please private message me. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you can't be too careful no matter where you go is basically the point. Samantha, thanks very much indeed for your message.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.